K-State Nation, what up? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Monday, May 12, 2025. It's your first time listening to this podcast. You're a K-State fan or a Big 12 fan. Listen to this podcast for the first time. Thank you for taking time out of your Monday to listen to this episode here today as we begin a new week here. How about that K-State upset? Yesterday, they get it done after a terrible game two. Message sent. And oh, by the way, first off, again, hope all the moms, K-State moms, had a wonderful, happy Mother's Day weekend, and K-State baseball delivered. Okay, the cherry on top, right? Upset yesterday, and they take the series away from 12th-ranked West Virginia in typical K-State fashion. The home run ball was live and well at Twain Family Stadium, the final game, regular season, well, the final game at home anyways, for K-State baseball, 14-9, a wild shootout yesterday in Manhattan, Kansas on Senior Day there. We'll get right into Pete Hughes, what he said after the home finale yesterday, quote, "Like I told our team, that's one of the biggest home series wins of the year. To me, it's the biggest one since I've been here, and what that means moving forward." And P for P Hughes, we have sat here, whether it's the bonus pod, myself and Alex Aiden, me, Alex, positive vibes, negative vibes on Pete Hughes, 850th career victory for Pete Hughes as a college coach yesterday as well. So everything was rain yesterday. That did not come out right. Everything came out. Everything was huge yesterday there as well. Wow. And then we're going to continue on with Coach Hughes here, getting his 850th win yesterday there. And by the way, K-State getting their 30th win yet again in another K-State baseball regular season yesterday as well. Oh, I talked about this all week long last week. We felt confident, which, again, me and Alex talked about it on the bonus pod. Again, check that out, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast. Me and Alex said it. We felt confident that they would take the series against West Virginia. Then what could happen at Cincinnati? We're not trying to send negative vibes over there, but they need to carry this momentum to Cincinnati. And then next weekend, the regular season finale on the road in Cincinnati. Cincinnati was on their heels. This K-State baseball team was on the bubble coming into this weekend. You needed to have the series. You're at home in front of, and shout out again, K-State Nation coming out to the baseball field out there all year long. You walk it off Friday night, you get blasted Saturday, and you return the favor there, having to hold West Virginia off in yesterday's game as well. So you needed to take the series, and that's what you did right there. Again, back to Coach Hughes. Cool. I love the way we did it. You know, we played from behind early. We took a 3-run lead and lost it late. But you know, tough teams bounce back when those things happen. And our team showed unbelievable toughness by bouncing back with that 7-run 8th. Great team win, he says there. And speaking of which, Pete Hughes, nice transition, going right into the box score, following a hard battle win. Regular season finale, or no, regular season, home finale for K-State, 14-9 over West Virginia, who came into the series leading the Big 12, and you take 2 of 3 away. That's huge. Now, I guess looking forward, before we look backwards, can you carry this momentum on the road where you've been suspect? On the road, Cincinnati, that's going to be towards the end of the week, obviously. And then, of course, you got the Big 12 Championship Tournament for K-State baseball on the other end next weekend there. We'll start with K-State, right? K-State getting on the board. They did not score. They were behind this game, 3-0. They did not score into the bottom of the third, with two. Then took the lead in the bottom of the fourth inning with two. Three more in the fifth. And then the Riley Caps, just like Friday night, when they come all the way back, 6-run ninth inning to beat West Virginia. Well, West Virginya, I don't know what happened, but that don't matter. K-State, they took it from them. 7 and an 8th inning there, And then West Virginia tried to come back in the ninth and they added one themselves there. But back to West Virginia, one, they struck first, one the second, two more in the third, two in the sixth. Big three-run seventh inning. And then K-State with the response of the year. These two wins for K-State for the Bat-Cats, right? Back to Friday night. The rally in the ninth inning to take it away from West Virginia. And then yesterday, to do what they did in the bomb in the eighth inning. That's probably the two biggest wins of the year. Up to right now. If K-State gets fortunate, they get in the regional. Circle these two games right here. But obviously, there's still unfinished business left there. You still have Cincinnati. And then you have, of course, whoever you're going to be playing in the Big 12 Championship Tournament as well. K-State, 14 runs, 17 hits. Again, solid defense. No errors for them. West Virginia, 9 runs on 12 hits in an error. J.J. Slack, pick him a second win of the year. He goes to 2-3. Reese Bassinger, gets his first loss late in the 2025 season. He goes to 6-1 there as well. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Kansas State, the home finale, 14, West Virginia 9, upset. And taking a series away from the Mountaineers, Eddie Gritter III, on the Pro Project Podcast. Look at Sheffield started, did not get through the 5 innings, 5 2/3, 6 hits, all runs earned there, 3 of them, no walks, 2 strikeouts. James Guyette came on 2 2/3. He gave up 4 hits, 5 runs, 4 of those were earned. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, and J.J. Slack inning in 2/3, 2 hits, a run. That was earned. Struck out 3 batters there. 3 batters there, excuse me. There in West Virginia, having to go through 5 pitchers. Jack Karnassus, I might have butchered that last name, started for West Virginia yesterday. Only 4 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs. All those were earned. No walks, 4 strikeouts there. Then you had 5 more. No, you had 4 more other pitchers behind him there in his ball game there as well. Seth Dardar, grand slam. We're gonna go back to that here in a minute because I think I saw. K-State broke the all-time regular season home run record yesterday. Seth Dardar, grand slam. 3 for 5 with that grand slam, driving in 5 runs. 2 and of course, scored 2 of himself there. Keto Carter keeping his hit streak alive, going 1 for 5 in the ball game. Shantiro, 2 of 4. D. Kennedy added another hit. He scored 2 runs along with Shantiro there as well. Max Martin, he went 2 of 4 in his ball game as well. Shantiro goes deep. He goes deep as well in this ball game along with Seth Dardar as well. I do want to go back to that because I did see. I want to confirm that there as well. Let me see if I can go back because I believe. Let me see here. Yeah, so K-State back to the Seth Dardar grand slam. Oh my goodness, broke the home run record, regular season, single season home run record, 90th home run hitting this year. We had all year long K-State has relied on the home run ball. It came up in the right time yesterday. Seth Dardar late grand slam put the icing on the cake and put a dagger in the Mountaineers yesterday there as well. Let me see here. K-State, another stat here. This year, after 50 games, they have homered in 38 of them. 27-11 when K-State baseball has hit a home run this year in 2025 there as well. Let me see if I can. So let's see. There is another stat I want to bring up here. Yeah, so 7th Big 12 series win for K-State there as well. Let me see. And they finish. Yeah, home record as they wrap up another home slate in Toyton Family Stadium this year. Yeah, I'm going through some of these notes here, so sorry. I'm hesitating a little bit. 18-3. Finishing up, and they really should be undefeated, or at least suffered one loss, because 2 of those 3 losses under 500 teams, and we roasted K-State baseball for doing that. But anyways, 18-3, that is the 6th best winning percentage in school history there. 18-3, now you got to take that act on the road. Cincinnati And this actually starts, this series does not start on Friday. It starts on Thursday, game one in Cincinnati. 5 o'clock Thursday afternoon, late afternoon first pitch there. So the series is going to start and end on Saturday as well. So again, all these games now, for especially Cincinnati, you got to take care of them. But that's going to be those teams, like Alex talked about on last week's bonus podcast episode, that you got to have these games. You just have to at this point of the year. Bubble teams, you have to get every win you can get. So we'll see what happens there. But huge win. Another come-from-behind win in this critical series, big series at home. And you do it in particular Grand Slam fashion yesterday there as K-State upsets West Virginia and takes the series away from the Big 12 leaders who came in to Manhattan, Kansas, 12th ranked, 14-9 yesterday over West Virginia. Now, the regular season finale on the road, K-State now, take all that momentum. Can you take all that momentum that you just covered over the weekend and take it on against, again, these two teams are similar. Cincinnati, both these teams were on the bubble. We'll see what happens on Thursday. We'll talk about this more either Wednesday or Thursday morning here on this podcast. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports and get. We're our podcast found free and available daily. Our chance to record K-State kind of is his first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell. Every time we post content daily, y'all be first to know about it. Again, I already mentioned the Podbean app in this episode. Go check out the latest episode there. Myself and Alex Aiden, we're on deck. We'll see if we're going to go on over to the Podbean app to record later on tonight. We'll see about that. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up on another home postcast episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Kansas State, 14, 12th ranked West Virginia, 9, and K-State takes 2-3 from the Mountaineers. Alex Aiden, Eddie Green, this has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.